guys, to this tutorial. My name is Edwin.
Hi, I'm Shivake.
And I'm Brian.
And we're all Microsoft student partners.
And we'll be showing you how to make your very own recipe website from the back end.
Okay, what's up everyone? So I'm going to show you how to set up your web app so you can make your recipes list. So what we want to do, open your browser, head over to portal.azure.com. And you want to sign in. So this is the email address that you used to activate your DreamSpark with. Okay, awesome. So this is my dashboard. So what we want to do is we want to head over to New. And we want to search for Web App plus MySQL. Now you can see Web App plus MySQL down here, but if you don't see it, just type in Web App plus MySQL. There it is. And we want to choose this one over here. And we want to click create. Now, your app name. So this is your website name. So it will be whatever your website name is, .azurewebsites.net. So we are going to name it Get Creative. And the tick means that it is not taken. If you get a cross, that means that the name has already been taken and you will need to choose a new one. So resource group, we want to create a new one. So let's name it New Resource Group. And the app service plan. So let's make a new one for that as well. App service plan. I'm so creative. So we want to choose a location and we want to choose Australia Southeast. Click OK. Cool. And we want to create a new database as well. So head over here, create new, and this is your database name. Since our database is going to be storing recipes, I will just name it My Recipes Database. Cool, the tick means that it's all good, and the pricing's here. So before we proceed, we need to look at the legal terms, and we want to click purchase. This is all included in DreamSpark, so don't worry about that. And we want to click on Pin to Dashboard down here as well. This is just so that it is easier to find when it does deploy. So it is, you can see it's deploying right now, and it may take a couple of minutes to do that. So while you're doing that, we can head over to where we will get the files for your recipes. So you can go over to github.com/NZMSA. And we want to go to Imagine Cup Junior Web Dev, and you can clone, download, and we want, and you can download to zip. So when you download to zip, you will get a folder that contains stuff such as this. You want to open index.php, so this can be done with any IDE, Notepad++. In this case, I'm using Visual Studio Code. Now, this is a pre-built recipe list that we've created for you guys. And if you go to line 116, you will see that you will need to fill this out. So this will be your SQL database. So we've just created a web app and a MySQL database. So let's just head back and see if it's done. Okay, awesome. So see that it's running. Just click on it and we will be shown this menu. So what we want to do is we want to go over to application settings, and we want to make sure that the PHP version that we're using is 5.6. So after changing this to 5.6, make sure you click save, and then we're good to go. But since mine is 5.6 already, I don't need to do that. Next, what we want to do is we want to upload our files to our website. So this is done through deployment source. So under the deployment source, we can choose a source. So this can be done through OneDrive and GitHub. And today we will be using OneDrive. So just click on OneDrive and it will show you the email address. So this email address will be the one you use for DreamSpark. And it says it's made a folder called Get Creative. So this name here will be what you called your website. And all we need to do is click OK. And it's done. Okay, cool. So if you go to your OneDrive, you'll see a folder called apps. Now under apps, if you go into apps and then you go into Azure Web Apps, you'll see an empty folder called Get Creative. Now this name once again is the name of your website, and it may not be the same. So in this folder, this is where you will drag all the files. So by files, I mean everything that is in this folder here. So just drag and drop everything in here into OneDrive, and all you need to do is go back to deployment source and click sync. Cool. So what we want to do next is we want to set up our SQL database. So go to all resources, head over to recipes. So this will be the SQL database that you created at the beginning. So your one may not be called recipes, but my one is. And we want to head over to properties. Now under properties, you'll see things such as username, password, connection string, and this correlates to everything that you need to enter in here. Now once that's done, so just fill this out and you're good to go.
So to create the recipe list, we need to populate the data. And so as you can see here in the diagram, we have the recipe and the ingredients tables. And this would be a many-to-many relationship, as one recipe can have many ingredients and an ingredient can belong in many recipes. And so this would cause a lot of redundant data. And so to resolve this, we have the linked table, which brings the primary keys of both the recipe and the ingredients tables and joins them together with the relevant quantity and measurement and notes. So as you can see in the script here, we can see how to create these tables. So the first table we have here is the recipes table, and we can see the database name written there, and you will be changing that as seen in the next section. So as you can see, the attributes that we have on the table here, so recipe ID, recipe name, recipe type, serves. And after that, we specify the data type, so integer, varchar, etc. And also, not null means that you must have a value stored for that particular attribute, and null means that you are allowed to have a null value for that attribute. And we can also see that recipe ID has been specified as a primary key, and as we can see in the diagram here, the primary key is recipe ID as shown by the key icon. And if we scroll down the script, we can see here that there is data being inserted into the recipes table. So the attributes that we want to insert data into have been specified, and in the same order, we have the values that we want to insert. So for example, in this first row here, the number one is the recipe ID, the key lime and mandarin pie is the recipe name, the recipe type is dessert, and serves is six. And yeah.